Nader campaign workers filed nearly 4,000 signatures with the state elections board Tuesday, almost twice what the independent candidate needs to make the ballot in November. Democrats have criticized Nader's decision to run, fearing he may take votes away from presidential candidate John Kerry in a tight election. But Bill Linville, with the Nader campaign of Wisconsin, says Nader is a distinctly different candidate than Kerry.
You can't oppose George Bush with somebody who's gone along with him every step of the way, every single thing that Bush has pushed through. Kerry's been right along with him cheerleading. So, I mean, you don't like George Bush, it seems like supporting John Kerry isn't necessarily the best way to oppose Bushism.
Critics have until Friday to formally challenge the signatures. In states like Illinois, they've successfully knocked Nader off the ballot. John Kerry's Wisconsin campaign spokesman, George Twigg, says he doesn't expect that to happen here.
Wisconsin's a difficult state to get on the ballot, so I would be surprised if it turned out to be an issue for them.
Nader captured about 3.5% of the vote in Wisconsin when he ran as a Green Party candidate 4 years ago. In that election, Democrat Al Gore won the state by fewer than 6,000 votes. Nader will campaign in Milwaukee and Madison next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.